Hello, I'm Ngwihui Man from Tainanega and the Haudenosaunee Nation. And I'm going to talk a little bit about oppression and genocide of the Native people since 1492, when the immigrants first landed on the East Coast. With them, they brought with them missionaries, which forced their churches, and by this, in Christianity, and which is all under the Queen of England. Queen of England is an incorporated body, which the laws are derived from the English law, which is laws from the Old Testament. And with this, they were able to administrate money and form their government, which incite the government and churches and elected chief and councils are all incorporated to administrate money and uphold the laws of Canada, which in time the churches and the government of Canada was to put the people under the Canadian law system and the incorporated laws, which the residential schools were developed with the government and the churches. And with this, they were to remove the native from the Indians, and which means they tried to remove the culture, the language from our people, and hoping that everybody would follow under one law, under the incorporation laws, which was derived from the Bible of the Old Testament. This is a lot of our people's problems, that people do not recognize us as sovereign. Sovereign because partially, when you become sovereign, you have to move away from the incorporation. So right now, to deal with the government, Native people have to believe in their own laws. A natural law, we have laws, a natural law for us, which is the great law, that people of Ngwihui people need to follow if we are going to be strong again to bring up the people in their positions to deal with the government as a level of nation to nation. If not, then the elected chief and council, which are also incorporated, under incorporation to corporation, you still are following under their law, which for the people, the native people across this country, need to realize that we cannot fight the government as an incorporation, whether it be in under the elected system. We need to be recognized as our own nation, our own sovereignty, and that the people or the native people should strongly believe that there needs to be a stronger system to fight for the government adhere to and recognize as Native people across this country that we are a nation, and that that's where the talks need to begin. So everything in their laws are based under incorporation, and that is how the money is administrated, and that the churches and the government had all the right responsibility to place this genocide within Canada. And until you plot it out and understand this, this is the factual facts that several people are starting to realize in today's society. I would like to thank you at this time.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
And what could you talk about more about the common laws?
The common law, there's a basis for a common law before the English law was even in place. And the common law is around the world, as we all know, that the common law to not kill your neighbor, to not steal, that is common across the world. And that's some of the common laws before the English laws were even placed according to the Old Testament of the Bible. These laws have been here under common for as time as humanity has been on this earth.
Also, how can we realize more of the issues that you're talking about?
We stand on earth as a being, and that we need to respect Mother Earth. We need not to stand here, but walk with Mother Earth. And that until this is realized, that we at this time are destroying it.
Did you participate to the occupation of the Kerry? The occupation of the land?
The occupation of the land in the Cumberson Tract? I did to an extent. I tried to help in the means of not trying to disrupt everybody's life, but to make them understand in that, you know, our people and young guys on the line, and without us having any weapons at all, it made me realize how that they were not willing to negotiate, and that our young men standing there without any weapons and have weapons drawn on them has given me a whole different entirely perspective on my position. And that I myself, I agree with the Cumberson Tract, that not another in this community, not another shovel goes into the ground for any development, and no more of our resources are removed. And I feel for the Disaronno people, and you can't hold them blame, because really the government did not relay any messages to these people of Disaronno. And if it happens again, I will be there to stand on the lines for the people of Tainanaga.
How do you feel that the police wants to establish on your territory one of its establishment?
Again, I feel that with not the community involvement with regards to the police station, that this elected chief and council, which is incorporated, allowing another nation to be set up in the middle of our reserve, cannot happen. Because right now there has been millions of dollars that have went into planning and engineering for a lot of other things that have not come of age, and that our children, our youth, need to have something here in Tainanaga to support them, which is entirely lacking. And in regards to this, we don't have no youth center, no recreation center, social workers, either, I don't know what's happening, but there's been many complaints that our youth need to, are not being addressed into a lot of their issues, and that there's not a lot of help there for both the youth and the men at this time. And that I think this is a very, very serious thing with, because the residential, what had happened to our aunts and uncles and mothers and so forth, has affected every generation that exists today. And that these young people are a lot of them are confused, and they do need something here, and it's not just about being put on a waiting list for a year. They need help today.
How do you think it can happen? How do you think?
I think with the more community involvement into for the council, chief and council, to take the voices of the community members and start seriously implementing new ways that they can help the people. And one of these is by structuring buildings and putting people in place.
Did you want to say anything else?
As far as this goes, our land is not for sale. It is not the elected chief and councils to decide that, because across the board they have sold the people out, because they are incorporation, which is administrated by the federal government, and they're afraid that their funding may be cut, and so they have the power over them, but they don't have the power over the nation. And that the people of the communities in Canada, that they need to listen to the communities and get something in place for our use. And this is one way that we need to help with the past genocides, and to make our youth understand in that we have a natural law that we can all follow, that the world can follow, and that we need to start thinking how we are going to protect this land and not drain it of its resources.